Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. When children get adequate sleep on a regular basis, it improves attention, behavior, learning, memory, and emotional regulation. To talk about establishing good sleep habits for school-aged children and teens is Dr. Maria Riva. She's a pediatric sleep specialist and director of the Sleep Medicine Program at MUSC Children's Health. Dr. Riva, can you tell us how much sleep school-aged children and teens typically need?
So children need more sleep than adults, and the younger the children, the more sleep they require. According to the American Academy of Sleep Medicine, children that are 6 years old require at least 12 hours every night of sleep, a 10-year-old around 10 hours, and a 13 to 18-year-old 8 to 10 hours every night.
What can parents do to help their child or their teenager learn good sleep habits? What kinds of things can we do on a regular basis?
Getting enough sleep should be a priority, like healthy eating and exercise. Parents are critical to help develop good sleep habits in children and teens. For example, in children 6 to 12 years of age, parents should establish a consistent routine and a regular bedtime. Avoid TV and screen for at least 2 hours before bedtime because the blue light inhibits melatonin release. Avoid caffeine, especially in the afternoon. After school naps typically are also discouraged because they interfere with falling asleep at the right time.
What about parents' attitude about bedtime? How can they really enforce this idea of a bedtime at a certain time of the evening each day?
So I think the parents first should be convinced themselves that sleep is important and set it as a priority, and then keep the bedtime routine and the bedtime regular every night. So, for example, a first grader that needs to get up at 6 a.m. will need to go to bed at 6 p.m. the night before in order to obtain the 12 hours of sleep that she requires.
Is there anything else you can suggest for parents when it comes to overseeing teenage sleep?
So teens naturally fall asleep 1 to 2 hours later than younger children because their circadian rhythm changes with the onset of puberty. However, it's still important for them to sleep those 8 to 10 hours every night. Many studies have documented that the average adolescent in the U.S. is chronically sleep deprived and very sleepy. There are many factors that compete with the sleep in teens, including the use of technology, homework, after-school activities, and jobs. The parents should still have a discussion with the teens about the importance of sleep. And sometimes when the teens are using electronics and they have other distractions at bedtime, the parents should set a curfew for those devices.
Dr. Riva, thank you for providing this information about childhood and teenage sleep.
You're very welcome.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.